Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Lately, I've been thinking about what would it be like if I was just slightly messed up in my thoughts. Not completely messed up, just slightly. How big of a difference would it make? For example, what happens if I focus on my faithfulness rather than God's faithfulness? What if I make life about me and how faithful I am to God and my ability to trust? Am I not replacing God and what He does best? Should I not be looking at God and understanding that I need to rest in His faithfulness and not in mine? What if I never have enough faith? What if I struggle all my life with the idea of faith? Is God still faithful? Is He faithful to His children regardless of who we are and what we are and how we act? Or does His faithfulness to me depend upon my faithfulness to Him? I think any time that we start making us the key factor in any relationship with God, we miss out. In fact, we start elevating ourselves and our abilities to the point where we're the ones who are playing the role of God rather than allowing God to be God. Regardless of my faithfulness, He is faithful to me. 2 Timothy 2:11 says, "The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself." It's interesting to see that so often we place such a heavy burden on ourselves for the amount of faithfulness or trust that we can have. And if there's things in our life that we think are not going well, we just believe that we must have more faith. We must have more trust. That everything in our life depends upon us and our goodness and our ability to live the way that we think we should or the way we think God wants us to. Indeed, we should be living the way God wants us to because we love God and we want to show the world who He is. And it's a great privilege to be in a position where God uses us for any purpose. But the faithfulness of God is what matters, not the faithfulness of me. If I do not want to listen to God, I will miss out in this life. But my lack of faithfulness doesn't mean that God won't be faithful to me. He will be faithful to me even when I'm not faithful. That could mean punishing me and doing whatever He needs to bring me back, but His faithfulness will remain, and it's not dependent upon my faithfulness. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of the Relate365.com. Ministry of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.